Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So one thing on your Thanksgiving table that you probably don't eat but you feel obligated to make? Cranberry sauce.
Wow. I mean, so hurtful on the cranberry sauce. My grandfather, I'll have you know, is very proud of his.
Right. I don't understand why cranberry sauce had to take shrapnel there. What did it do wrong? It's delicious.
It showed up at the wrong time, wrong place.
I guess. You really don't like cranberry sauce that much?
No. I feel like it's, well, first of all, I feel like it always comes in a jar. Joining us, it's what Chef Plum, three-time Emmy-nominated chef. You can find him online at chefplum.com.
Cranberry sauce lover.
/ cranberry sauce lover. You brought in actual cranberries here?
Yeah. Cranberries.
Oh my God, who knew they were a thing?
I didn't know that was a real thing.
We have great cranberry bogs still all across the country.
I did not know that. I do like them to be floating in my cranberry sauce, to tell you the truth. A few of them.
Cranberry sauce. We all think of that gelled stuff that comes in the can. And listen, I don't hate that stuff either. It's very classic. Everyone loves it. But it's so easy to make on your own. It's incredibly easy. I'm actually going to show Anna how to do it here.
If it's so easy to make, how come people already buy it jarred or in cans or whatever?
I think the nostalgia.
The ridges in the cranberry sliced sauce.
You slice it down. So funny.
Nothing says the holidays like that.
That's true.
It is an easy thing to dress up your table, though. It makes the room fragrant. It's nice color on your table. It's good.
Yeah, and cranberry sauce has so many uses the next day as well. Think about when you put it on your turkey sandwich, when you want to have it on leftovers. One of the things I like to do, don't make the face. You're about to make the face. I can see
I'm
it.
I'm not going to make the face. What?
You take cranberry sauce, mix it with mayonnaise, and I have a cranberry mayo to go on your turkey sandwich.
I don't hate that.
I just wasn't sure. I thought mayo, you would like wince at it.
No, I love mayo. I love mayo more than all the other condiments. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. That's great news. Well, this is the thing. This is such a classic, easy dish, and I know your culinary prowess is unprecedented, Anna. That's why I thought you could make this.
You know that I'm terrible at it. All right, so you brought in this burner here.
Yeah.
Do we have to turn it on?
We will, yeah. Okay. We're going to turn it on. We've got some cranberries, fresh cranberries. You get it from the store, really easy, right? We've got a little bit of sugar right here, and then we have some orange juice right over there.
That's all you need?
That's all you need to make a basic cranberry sauce. All incredibly right. Easy. So we're going to get this thing started. So what we want to do is first turn our burner on. We'll turn this.
So if you're home and you're working on your stove, you just turn your stove on to like a low heat or a high heat?
I got it cranked all the way up. I'm a chef. It's either on or off.
Okay.
So now grab that orange juice right there, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to add half a cup of orange juice. That's
half
it.
Half a cup of orange juice.
And you have a little cup measurer there.
All right.
There you go. Perfect. And this doesn't have to be exact either. Don't get I mean, that's like almost half a cup. Good enough. Put it in there. Right?
Uh-huh.
We're going to let that come to a little bit of a simmer, to a boil. In the meantime, while that's happening, let's get the orange juice out the way.
Yeah.
Take that sugar and then give me a half a cup of sugar in there.
Half a cup of sugar.
So you want to sweeten it up because cranberries themselves are very, very tart. Raven, you think you could do this?
Wow, that feels like a lot of sugar. Yeah, I'm with that.
That's good. Good. Now, just mix it up here with this spatula. Let's get it dissolved.
Oh, it's starting to boil already. This thing works fast.
Oh, yeah. This is the real deal right here.
He's got it on soldering.
Yeah.
You were like, two, three, simmer? He's like, no, flame on.
So, okay, looks good. Is it coming to a nice simmer there?
Yeah, it's getting that foamy white part on top. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I do. Don't. But so it's getting to a nice simmer. That's what we want. We want that to be nice and dissolved. Should be good and warm. Now, we have about 6 ounces of fresh organic cranberries here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, these things grow in bogs. A bog is like a swamp. It's pretty cool. So pour these in there for me, Anna.
Were you snacking on those on the way in? The corner of the bag was open.
Don't worry about
that. Can you eat these raw?
That's a 12-ounce bag.
Better hurry up. That burner's on flame.
Save one.
Oh, I have more if you want to taste one.
Okay,
hold on.
You're going to hate them eating them raw.
I don't want to eat that raw.
Yeah,
I feel like it's not something I like.
All right, now give it a stir.
Okay.
And now let those guys just hang out in there for a minute. And what you're going to start to hear is they're going to start to pop. They make this sound.
All right. Well, we're going to get to the popping cranberries. Let's see how this actually turns out. It's coming up next. Hold on. All right. If you missed it, We've been making cranberry sauce here in the studio with Chef Plum. The reason why I'm scared is because it's starting to make popping noises. I'm afraid I'm going to burn myself while we're on the air.
I mean, you are standing back like you're a linebacker, like you're about to just attack or run away. I can't tell. Can you hear the popping noises?
Yes, I hear it. It's scaring me. So Chef Plum, three-time Emmy-nominated chef, joining us. I'm scared. It's like popcorn. They're going crazy. So we have a burner going in the studio here. We added half a cup of orange juice. Yep. We added half a cup of sugar, and now we put in about 6 ounces of cranberries, like the one you buy in bags.
That's right.
And right now, it's boiling, and it's making popping noises. I'm afraid I'm going to burn myself. Now what do we do?
You picked the right day to wear black, because if you were wearing white, you would have been in real trouble today.
So the cranberries themselves are very starchy. So as these things start to pop, that natural starch comes out, and as it cools, it'll start to thicken. I just turned it off. So you can let this go till they all start to pop, all right? You can be done now. You can stop stirring it.
Oh, I'm done?
Yeah. Super simple.
Can you just say how good I was at stirring them?
You were good, but it looked a lot like you might have been throwing darts or attempted some duck pin bowling.
Seemed like there wasn't a lot of variety to the stirring.
No, there wasn't much.
You just went full steam at it the entire time.
I had no idea they popped like that. Okay. They popped. It's crazy.
So as these things start to cool down, they start to thicken up. And what you end up getting, let me get this out the way. Mm-hmm. Is in my white little corningware dish right there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, I caught it. Look, here you go. This is what you get. Check this out. Beautiful, right? Can you guys see that? Look at that. Beautiful. Here, Raven, check
that
out.
It just gels to that?
Delicious.
It does.
Do I have to mash it or something?
Nope. The natural starches will do that on its own as it sits and as it cooks. It takes about 10 minutes usually.
Okay, so wait a minute. So from beginning to end, to make this cranberry sauce, yep. All you have to do is put the stove on high heat.
Yep.
In a pan, you're going to put half a cup of orange juice, you're going to add half a cup of sugar, 6 ounces of the cranberries, stir it until you hear them popping like popcorn. Once they all look like they've been popped, you take it off the heat, let it sit for 10 minutes, and it gels to cranberry sauce, and we're done?
You got it.
That was pretty easy.
See that? Now you look all cultured and whatnot. Your guests come over and you're like, oh my gosh.
I mean, you could throw a cinnamon stick in there if you wanted to or something to really liven it up, but a basic cranberry sauce is this. I'll make it even easier for you. Those cranberries come in 12-ounce bags. Just do 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of orange juice, and 1 bag.
Perfect.
Done. Piece of cake. You want to taste it, or do you want to taste the raw cranberry first?
I don't want to taste the raw cranberry.
Why not?
I don't know. Because you said they're yucky. Why would I taste it if you said they're yucky?
I shouldn't have said that.
Right.
That would have been fun to watch.
Yeah. What do they taste like?
They taste like
they're tart.
Very tart.
Well, you know, it's funny because whenever you get them in salads, they're always dried cranberries.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. The real ones must be disgusting.
Well, when they dry, they leave the sugars back, so it's getting a little sweeter. You know, give it a try. See what you think.
Okay.
And Raven, we'll give you a little spoonful, too. You got to taste this.
Oh, no. You got to hand the bowl over.
Mm.
What do you think?
It's good.
It's just cranberry sauce. Yeah. Simple cranberry sauce.
I don't want to eat this all by itself, but I do want it on a piece of turkey.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Delicious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a different experience.
Piece of cake, easy, cranberry sauce, something you can make at home. If you're not much of a cook, you can make this and bring it to the Thanksgiving Day party, and everybody's going to think, wow, you're a really talented cook. And
right.
You say,
look at how
absolutely
fancy
am.
You are.
I
or
absolutely
you can
am.
Do what I do, where I just buy it at the grocery store, put it in one of my dishes, and then bring it and be like, ta-da!
No, that's not.
Yummy.
Easy, though, right? I think anybody can make this. Give it a try. Homemade cranberry sauce, piece of cake.
Visit Chef Plum online, chefplum.com.
Time to eat one of these.
No, I'm not eating the raw ones. I know they're not good.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.